Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mark Belusis. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
All right, it is a Belusis Sunday, 8:33. On this beautiful Sunday morning, Mark Melusis with you right here, The Fan in New York. 888-808-1019 is your number to call. Rami across the way, other side at the controls. We're taking you right up until 1 o'clock this afternoon. So we got you for 4.5 big hours. Plenty of your calls. Hit me up on X at Mark Melusis. That's Mark with a C. Good luck spelling the last name. A good Sunday morning, one and all. We got a lot to get into for sure. And plenty of your phone calls, plenty of your reaction. Yankees, Sox, not a great start from Yarbrough last night. Defense, shoddy. They fall to Boston. Garrett Crochet on the mound for the Sox. As far as the Mets, they, you know, steamroll the dreadful Colorado Rockies. We'll get into a little bit of baseball. Soto finding his rhythm or his swagger, so to speak, over recent days. And the injury to Lindor and obviously Alonso getting hot once again for the New York Mets. But we'll begin with, because the last time I joined you, as we got the NBA Finals going on, Game 2 later on tonight in Oklahoma City, as the Indiana Pacers just continue to do what they do, as they rallied from 15 points down in Game 1, and Halliburton with the game winner with 3/10 of a second left, as the Pacers, as a decided underdog in this series, lead the NBA Finals 1-0, and maybe it's just a magic carpet ride year for Indiana. The Stanley Cup Finals going on, and that series tied up at a game apiece with the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers. But last time I joined you, you know, I was talking to Knicks fans and talking a little NBA, and, you know, the Knicks were done and we're moving on, and the Indiana Pacers had punched their ticket to the NBA Finals, and, you know, Tom Thibodeau still had a job as the New York Knicks head coach. And there has been a lot that has been said over the last handful of days since the Knicks issued the statement, made the decision, moving on from Tom Thibodeau. He's being paid $30 million to go away, and the Knicks now search for a new head coach. A lot to get into there. Number one, a lot of conjecture, because here's what you need to know. And, you know, you can make a decision as an organization. You might not necessarily agree with the decision, and I don't, right? But you can make a decision as an organization and say to yourself that, you know, we've gone as far as we possibly can with a particular head coach, that we need somebody else to unlock certain things with this team to try and get the best out of that team. And we feel that, you know, this particular head coach, even with the success, even though he turned the franchise around, that you can go out there and bring in somebody else that can get even more out of this team, and we could potentially go out there and punch our ticket and win an NBA championship for the first time since 1973. You could do that, for sure. You can have that opinion. The celebratory nature of Tom Thibodeau being fired by a lot of, I would say, younger Knicks fans and some older ones, but, you know, there was a large swath of Knicks fans that, you know, believed that it was time for a change. And, you know, I say to those Knicks fans, what, you don't like winning? You know, the Knicks won, you know, a back-to-back 50-plus win seasons for the first time in 30 years. You know, they went to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in a quarter century. They went to the playoffs for the last 5 years. Tom Thibodeau, you know, whose lifelong dream was to be the head coach of the New York Knicks, grew up going to Madison Square Garden, driving down from Connecticut with his dad, you know, in a long time and been married to the game. Like, we think about having our, you know, significant others and kids and all this stuff, family, dog, whatever it might be, all the responsibilities. You know, Tom Thibodeau goes out there and lives, eats, and breathes basketball every single day. Like, I don't necessarily agree with the decision, but it comes down to me. If you go out there and make this decision, twofold process. Number one, how was that decision reached? Because I've heard a lot of people go out there, well, in Leon Rose, I trust. In Leon Rose, he makes all those great decisions. Leon Rose, he has been part of the change, right? The dysfunction has gone away with Leon Rose being the president of this team. And I agree. I don't disagree with any of that until now. Because as I sit here on this Sunday morning, the thing that bothers me the most is the idea that the dysfunction has not returned to Madison Square Garden, and those that want to tamper that down and think that this is with the success that people all of a sudden didn't want to get, you know, their beaks wet, didn't all of a sudden want to go out there and, you know, get their claim to the success. I think that is complete and utter nonsense. The idea that Leon Rose is now operating on an island in and of itself, and it's his way or the highway within that Knicks franchise, well, that idea, now you can flush that right down the toilet. Because the guy that had led the decision to get rid of Tom Thibodeau was the owner. I mean, if you think otherwise, I don't know what to tell you, but that is it. It wasn't like Leon Rose all of a sudden woke up one day and, you know, and all the, you know, wanted to get rid of a guy that he represented, a good friend for the last 30, 35 years, a guy that he gave a contract extension, a 3-year, $30 million deal last offseason that kicks in this year to go away. He understood what Tom Thibodeau, the strengths and weaknesses. He built a structure within the building in order to, you know, and Tom Thibodeau is one of those guys that can be at times a little bit grinding on people in terms of, you know, the way that he wants it done. Set up an organization to where, you know, he was, you know, Tom Thibodeau wasn't in control of every single possible thing, you know, and made probably set up an institution within the Knicks to where, you know, Thibodeau's impact on people within the building that might grow annoyed by the style and fashion in which he went about his day would no longer be annoyed. That's the best way to put it. So he understood his strengths and weaknesses as a head coach, but understood that he was a great head coach. As you've seen the Yahoo report come out and others have come out and talk about, like, who exactly and why is it important? Let's start here. Why is it important to understand exactly the dynamic behind the scenes in terms of why this went down and how it went down? Well, why is it important? Because as a lifelong Knicks fan, I watched for 20 years the dysfunction rule the day. I watched for 20 years Isaiah Thomas, Stephon Marbury, Mike D'Antoni, Jeff Hornacek, David Fizdale. We can run down the coaches that stepped into that building, the Phil Jackson years sleeping on a bus, the drafting of Frank Ntilikina, you know, the everything that went down, all the negative stories in and around that organization, all the terrible basketball that we watched game in and game out during the course of the regular season. And the Knicks were nothing more than a laughingstock in the NBA. So it is important to understand exactly how this decision went down and why those want to go out there and protect the owner and James Dolan, because they know that if it's the idea that it was Dolan, the owner, that spearheaded the firing of Tom Thibodeau, well, then the belief amongst Knicks fans, and rightfully so, is that the dysfunction has returned to Madison Square Garden. That's why it's important. It has nothing to do of whether or not you believe that they have maxed out with Tom Thibodeau as head coach. It's the idea about the fact of who is exactly making the decisions. And if the owner wakes up one day and wants to get rid of the head coach, you know what? There's nothing you can do if you're Leon Rose. But if you are the Knicks fan, what you say to yourself is this, is that, oh my God, it's back. The dysfunction has returned. James Dolan stays away from hockey because, you know what? He doesn't know hockey. He's like a majority of the people in New York City. He doesn't care about hockey on a day-in, day-out basis. So he leaves Chris Drury alone, right? He left, he left guys alone within that building for the most part until other owners got in the way, and then he's been told them that he had a Stanley Cup winning team and decided to go out there and throw Gorton and Davidson under the bus and brings in Chris Drury. But that's really the only rash decision that James Dolan has ever made as Rangers owner. When it comes to the Knicks, he has a particular penchant for getting involved in Knicks business. But why it's important is that very reason, is the dysfunction. Something that has defined his ownership of the New York Knicks, dysfunction. Where the Knicks have become a laughingstock in the NBA, dysfunction. Where it became very, very difficult to go out there and win basketball games on a day-in, day-out basis. To be a winning program, a winning organization, listening to the wrong people, acquiring the wrong people, getting involved in trades. The dysfunction. That's why it's important. And that's why it was also important for those understanding how it all exactly went down to make sure they tampered down that idea that it wasn't James Dolan and Leon Rose is going to go out there and take the hit. This whole idea, well, you know what, Leon Rose, well, of course he likes being the president of the New York Knicks. You know, I was covering, what was it, Game 5 at Madison Square Garden for picks, right? Leon Rose walked onto the court, you know, to basically an ovation from Knicks fans, like a conquering hero. Early on, when the teams were going out there warming up, those fans that happened to get into the building early, the celebratory nature, of course he's going to go out there, as do other presidents and general managers, for decisions that owners make across the NBA. So of course he's going to go out there and take the hit, you know, and release the nasty statement that he released in terms of pigeonholing Tom Thibodeau, that you can go out there and take us to a certain level. But it got nasty. It certainly did this past week. But that's why it's important to understand. And listen, from my understanding, talking to people this week, you know, you hear the name, you know, William Wesley, or he goes by Worldwide West. If you've been following the NBA, you know, he's a guy that's become a, you know, brought in by Leon Rose, has become really a confidant of James Dolan. There were detractors within the building of Tom Thibodeau. And he is out as Knicks head coach. They made the decision. You know, did William Wesley play a role? No doubt. Did James Dolan spearhead the interviews and the, you know, the end of season interviews with the Knicks players? For sure. Were there some Knicks players that were bothered by the rotation? Absolutely. Were there some Knicks players, we heard from Mikal Bridges during the course of the regular season, that were bothered by the amount of minutes they were playing during the regular season? Of course. But the funny aspect is like Mikal Bridges like goes out there and he wasn't exactly worth the 5 first round draft choices the Knicks gave up to the Brooklyn Nets this season, whether it be in the regular season, you know, even with his defensive plays they made in the Boston series, even in the NBA playoffs. And he was a guy that was particularly bothered by his role with this Knicks team this year. But I'll tell you, if you go out there and just listen, and I get it's a player-driven league. We all understand it. Star-driven league. But if you start listening to just the players instead of looking at the results that are being done, right? Instead of you listening or looking at what the Knicks are actually going out there and doing on the court, do the players all of a sudden have an answer? So you're now going to go out there and find a coach that now all these players want? Because that's going to be next to impossible. And we'll get to the Knicks game plan here moving forward in just a minute. So yes, if you're a Knicks fan this week, if you celebrated the decision by, you know, James Dolan and Leon Rose to go out there and get rid of the head coach Tom Thibodeau, and he's being paid $30 million to go away, you know, if you're going out there and saying, thank God, you know what, he's gone. Finally, you know, I could get more minutes at a Landry Shamet, or I can get more minutes at a Delon Wright, or Pacome Dadier wasn't properly developed year number one. You know, or I needed some more burn from Ariel Hutporti. I mean, give me a break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you looked at this group and said, well, this was a championship or bust group, I said it last Sunday morning. When they got eliminated by Indiana, here's the deal. You know, if you're bothered by that, the fact that they lost to Halliburton and the Pacers, if you're bothered by, you know, the way that that series went down, the fact that they collapsed in game number one, I get it. You could be upset. You could be upset. You don't look at the season as an unmitigated failure, but I told you last Sunday, I'll say it again, the Indiana Pacers were a better basketball team. They were a better team. They were a more complete team. They had better role players. And yes, did Carlisle get the best of Tom Thibodeau in that series? No doubt. Did that define the series? No. The play on the court defined the series. Whether it be Jalen Brunson, getting his impact becoming more and more diminished as that series went along. Whether it be Karl Anthony Towns, who got too much of the heat this week. I mean, the stuff that you've seen is just been complete and utter nonsense. It really has been. It's almost like Knicks fans didn't never watch Karl Anthony Towns play basketball before he came here to New York. That's the amazing aspect of it, right? Did you ever watch a Minnesota Timberwolves game and think that all of a sudden this is different than what Karl Anthony Towns was as a player in Minnesota? Well, why isn't he good defensively? I mean, the Minnesota Timberwolves went out there and got Rudy Gobert to help out Karl Anthony Towns because of how bad he was defensively. Why is he always complaining? Do you ever watch a game outside the Eastern Conference? Like, this is who Karl Anthony Towns is as a player. The problem with the Knicks and the way that they were put together and, you know, how expectations all of a sudden changed based on the results of the NBA postseason is that you almost looked at it as a foregone conclusion. Oh, it's only Halliburton, Carlisle, and the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. But, oh, by the way, that team since January 1st had played the second-best basketball in the entire league. And they showed it in the Eastern Conference Finals. And what you learned about this Knicks team is that, yeah, you love Brunson and Towns, but they're limited because they're terrible defensive players. You like Josh Hart and the grit and that he wears the old John Starks number 3 player. But here's the problem with Josh Hart. He is a terrible offensive player. He can't shoot. I mean, it's hard in the NBA. And I get the grit. I get being a glue guy and all of this stuff. But, I mean, he's also a guy that asked out of the starting lineup. And don't buy into this idea that he asked out of the starting lineup and went to Tom Thibodeau because, you know, he wanted to get Mitchell Robinson more burn. He's a guy that asked out of the starting lineup. But he also can't shoot. So there was a lot going on with this Knicks team this year. There was. And unfortunately, it ended in the Eastern Conference Finals, and they decide to move on with the head coach. Now, here's the issue that for all those that say, well, this was a decision by the New York Knicks to say to themselves, well, you know, here's what I look at. You know, they've thought about this before. You know, thought about in the Detroit series. Thought about it in the Boston series. Thought about it, you know, in the Indiana series. And then had the quick, you know, irrational decision shortly after the season came to an end to get rid of Thibodeau, get him out of the building, you know, but this was, you know, all obviously orchestrated because the president, Leon Rose, had seen the limitations of Tom Thibodeau as a head coach. I've talked to general managers, regardless of sport, you know, throughout my entire career. I do know this, like when, you know, you're in that line of work, right? And not saying you have complete control within an organization. Obviously, the owner plays a massive role. There is a list of people, you know, potentially that you would look to be your next head coach if you make a decision. They put together a list, right? If you make a decision to move on from your head coach, where would you like to go next? You know, whether it be, you know, a younger assistant, established coach, based on the team needs, where your team is, what the expectations are. Every situation is not one and the same. You know, for everyone that goes out there and says, well, this was, you know, obviously all Leon Rose. I'll ask you this. What's the Knicks' plan? I'll ask it again. What exactly is the Knicks' plan here moving forward? Because I've seen a lot of conjecture and, you know, the three Knicks head coaches that they're very, very interested in all have jobs. I mean, that's great. I mean, it is fantastic if you are an analyst going out there and telling me that Ime Udoka would be great. Well, Ime Udoka has a job with the Houston Rockets. You know, it'd be great to say, well, I mean, Jason Kidd's got a two years left on his contract with the Dallas Mavericks. And then you throw in the idea of Chris Finch. Chris Finch has gone to back-to-back NBA Western Conference Finals with the Minnesota Timberwolves. So now all of a sudden the idea, so the Knicks go out there, get rid of their head coach, and the game plan now is here moving forward. And, you know, the early burn was Johnny Bryant, but then someone probably in the building said to themselves, well, how exactly can we have the singular focus of winning an NBA championship and then bring in a head coach or bring in a guy and hire him as head coach that has never coached in the NBA before? How would that look? That would look great. It would continue to hammer home the point of dysfunction going on there within the building. So you mean to tell me that this was a decision that, you know, the Knicks had thought about for a while? There were certain points during Thibodeau's coaching career that, you know, World Wide West wasn't a big fan. Dolan, as we've learned, was not a big fan. You see the latest and greatest from Yahoo saying that it was Dolan who spearheaded basically the firing of Tom Thibodeau, which is true, you know, but there is no plan whatsoever. The plan is to go out there, and we've seen it before. I get it. I'm not telling you it's impossible to go out there. We saw Doc Rivers go to Boston and the Los Angeles Clippers. We've seen it before. We saw it with Jason Kidd. So we've seen it before. So I'm not telling you it's an impossibility with any of these three options. It's a long shot. Plus, you have no draft capital. So the plan now for the New York Knicks is what? The singular focus is on winning an NBA title. You made it perfectly clear in the statement that you issued and saying that, well, we don't believe that Tom Thibodeau, we appreciate everything he's done, but now it's a matter of winning an NBA title. An organization that has not won an NBA championship since 1973 has not exactly been Title Town USA. Want to make sure everybody knows it was Leon Rose, it was not James Dolan. You know, make that perfectly clear because we don't want Knicks fans basically running around with their head, like their heads are on fire. Because of the belief that the dysfunction has returned to Madison Square Garden, which it has. And what's the game plan for a new head coach? Well, the three guys we're most interested in all have jobs. That's the issue you have. Like, that's the problem you have. Like, go out there. Like, if you're the Dallas Mavericks, why exactly would you give the Knicks permission to speak to Kidd? If you're Minnesota, or if you're the Houston Rockets, all of these things. And then where are you going to go from there? Frank Vogel? Mike Budenholzer? You're going to bring in Johnny Bryant? Like, where are you going from there? Like, I'm not telling you it's an impossibility. I think the guy that's the most likely is Kidd. Because the relationship with Brunson, who obviously has to be miffed. The relationship with Leon Rose. But as you've seen in certain areas, and as you've seen down in Dallas, I mean, you better have strong assistants that are going out there spearheaded things offensively and defensively. And that's fine. You can go out there and be the figurehead head coach. And Jason Kidd could go out there and orchestrate that, have the connectivity with the players. I'm not telling you that would be a terrible hire. But that is not like... The game plan here is what? There is none. That's the issue you have. Because if it was something that was so discussed on the regular, if there was great issues with how Thibodeau going out there and ran his team, ran his organization, the dopey minutes police, listening to people go out there and criticizing Thibodeau, you know, the whole idea of Landry Shamet and DeLon Wright and all of this. Not, I mean, there are limitations to the player. There really is. And I like Shamet. I mean, Shamet's not a good player. He's just not. Like, playing Landry Shamet more, DeLon Wright more, we're not going to define whether or not the Knicks won or lost. No, it's just not. Like, let's be real here. We all knew the Knicks bench stunk. He moved on from that coach. A head coach that had changed and transformed this franchise, that brought them back to relevancy. You wanted to make sure it was perfectly clear that, you know what, that's where you thought the limitation was, that Tom Thibodeau was incapable of winning an NBA championship, and the singular focus now is on winning an NBA title. Clearly, it was not an irrational decision. You wanted to hammer that point home by going out there and telling you that it was Leon Rose making the decision when we all know it was the owner, James Dolan, orchestrating and spearheading the decision to get rid of the head coach. And now what the game plan is, the three guys you're most interested in all have jobs. Yes, the dysfunction has returned. It's comfortable. It's cozy. You know what? It's like that blanket you pick up on a cold winter's night. Because I've been here before. I've seen it before. The stories change, the scenarios change, the names change, the personnel change, but that's it. And that's where we are. We'll get to your calls.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.